Welcome to today's podcast.
Hola. My name is Stephanie Jimenez.
My name is Crystal.
And my name is Wendy. Today's episode is going to be about our scary experiences. So it's going to be a little slightly different from last week's podcast. As you know, we're part in the confusion. So we talk about sports and then we throw a curveball and talk about scary experiences. Yes. So the one taking over today
is Wendy. She's going to be taking over today. And Crystal are going to be taking over today. And if I remember from the time they're telling their stories, any creepy or scary encounters, then I'll chime in.
Let's go.
Okay. So yeah, Crystal. So you work at this certain sports store in a remote location in the desert hills of...
The hills.
So you had some creepy experiences at your workplace. So what were they?
Okay, so
there was a time, chacal.
There was a time we had to work night shifts.
Okay.
So it was me and two of my other coworkers. We were taking a lunch and certain items from the store have a sensor.
So is this like at what time?
Like around 2 o'clock?
De la mañana?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
Yeah. So those sensors for them, in order to go off, you have to mess with them.
Like legit grab them and then yes. Like, you know?
Yes.
Okay.
They won't go off if you just touch the item. You have to really mess with it.
Okay.
So we were in our break room and all of a sudden one of my coworkers we were laughing, talking, and then I'm sitting across from her and her face just goes blank. So we asked her what's going on and she just told us like, oh, you don't hear that sensor going off? Mm-hmm. So we all stood quiet and then we heard it.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got scared mm-hmm. because we were the only ones in the store.
How many of you guys were there?
Just three of us.
Holy fucking. Huge store, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn.
Fuck.
Yeah. So what we did was I grabbed my knife.
What are you going to fight a chacal with a knife? The fuck? You're at a sports store. You could have just gotten a bat or something, you know?
Yeah, but if we were in the break room and the sensor that was going off was right outside.
Okay. Like, no, like right outside the door?
Like, yeah. So there, how are we going to go outside, get a bat?
And then run back. Como yo no sé the layout? So I needed more information.
Okay. So one of the sensors, it was going off on a golf club.
Okay.
And the golf section is right outside of the break room.
Okay.
So what we did, I grabbed the knife. My other coworker grabbed some scissors. We didn't know what else to grab.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
So we got out of the break room and we were literally like trying to be careful, looking everywhere. And then my coworker, she didn't remember if she locked the front door.
Mm. Oh, shit. So either you're thinking someone se metió.
Se metió
a robar.
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah. But, like, logically, ahorita estás pensando, se metió alguien.
It was someone, yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
So then we saw which of the golf clubs was going off. So we grabbed it, and then we started walking towards the front door. I was the last one, and while I was walking, I heard someone, like, coming up behind me. Mm-hmm. So I turned around. There was no one.
The fuck? Okay.
Yeah. So we got to the front door and it was locked.
Okay.
It was locked. So what we did is we went all around the store. We walked it all. We went to the back, but it was nothing. Mm-hmm. And the lights that we have in the back, they're
motion sensored.
Okay.
So we went to the back. The lights were on.
Oh, what?
What?
Yeah. So we were like, it's a big place. So we were thinking that someone was hiding somewhere. Yeah.
Alguien se quedó a dormir.
Yeah.
Cuando cerraron la tienda, alguien se quedó a dormir.
So we looked upstairs, mm-hmm. everything. There was no one there.
So this is a two-story sports store?
It's a one-story, but the back receiving, uh-huh. There's an upstairs as well.
Oh, okay.
So we were going back to the break room to view the cameras. Mm-hmm. And when we did, we were looking at the cameras from receiving, and the cameras kept going off.
Pero then, no hay nada.
No.
No hay then, nadie.
No.
Y se están prendiendo las alarmas.
Yeah. Then the lights would turn off, and then they would go off again.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of little clips on every camera mm-hmm. where it catches motion, mm-hmm. but there's nothing there.
What do you mean? It's like, algo se está moviendo, pero no se mira.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pero, do you have the videos?
I don't have the videos.
Would have been nice to have them.
Yeah, I know. But then recently,
uh-huh.
So I was already clocked in.
Mm-hmm.
I had another one of my managers in the office.
Mm-hmm.
She was there with me, and I had to get my keys. So the keys are locked inside the cash office.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking, and then we heard, like, a man's cough.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to, in order for me to get the keys, she would have to open the door for me. Mm-hmm. Or since we heard that there was someone in there, she just said, oh, just knock, and then whoever's in there can open the door for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay. So I knocked, and no one opened the door for me.
Qué mendigo.
So she was like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. So she opened the door.
Mm-hmm.
There was no one in there.
The fuck?
But clear. It was so clear that it was a man's cough.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no one in there.
The fuck?
Yeah. It was creepy.
So going back, I don't know if I've told it before, but I do have a work-related creepy incident.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to work at this Big Red store. Uh-huh. For 3+ years, right? So ahí trabajaba.
Uh-huh.
Y me tocó cerrar un día.
Uh-huh.
Y toda la gente que ha trabajado ahí, me dijeron, ¿qué no te da miedo? I'm like, ¿por qué me va a dar miedo? I'm like, ¿por qué que asustan? I was like, no, they don't. Y era un shift de que the inventory.
Oh,
so me tenía que quedar desde las 8 hasta las 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Hasta las 4 de la mañana, algo así.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, whatever. Vamos a estar ocupadas haciendo lo que sea. No hay nada. Y todos me decían, no, sí, se asustan. Me, yo había aprendido de la primera vez que me dijeron que cuando en un lugar asustan, más probablemente asustan. Pero pues yo soy bien necia y digo, nada, es pura mentira. So ese día me había quedado a hacer el shift del inventario y me dijeron, puedes llevar la basura allá atrás, donde va el de ese machine, container, whatever, mm-hmm. de la basura. Y dije, ¿por qué no van ustedes si yo quiero acabar acá? No es que no queremos ir allá. Ese, allá asustan. I'm like, ya van a empezar otra vez con lo que asustan y que asustan. Y dije, no, en serio, sí asustan. I was like, oh, whatever. Yeah, I'll go. So ya voy. Ahí voy de valiente. So voy y ya tiré la basura, lo que sea. Y de repente, y esta era una noche donde estaba media caliente. So de repente como que sentí algo en la espalda. Y dije, ay, güey, like, this is weird. Y sentí frío. Y de ahí me quedé, she's like, I'm like, oh, a lo mejor me quieren asustar or whatever, you know, whatever, what the fuck. Y este, no, y me quedé like, oh, shit. Y sentí el frío y volteé y ahí estaba un, like, como ¿sombra? Una sombra or some shit like that. And I was looking at it y, oh, my gosh, del miedo, no me pude mover.
Oh, ya iba a decir, you peed yourself.
No. No. Este, pero no, de ese momento cuando me pasó eso, dije, shit, no me estaban mintiendo.
Se te olvidó los pantalones.
No. No, a mí, nada más fui a tirar la basura, pero pues, en ese momento, si tuviera la basura en la mano, la hubiera dicho, chinga su madre, y dejo la basura y ya me voy. But yeah, este, ya después de esa vez, la otra vez que, ¿cuándo fue la otra vez que no sé? Oh, estaba yo sola atrás, en la warehouse. Uh-huh. Pues estaba haciendo los clearances, lo que sea. De repente empecé a escuchar, like, que se caían las cosas. Uh-huh. And I was like, the fuck? I'm like, estoy sola. No asusten. Y este, and I was like, oh, whatever, yo quería acabar porque dijeron, me habían dicho, si la acabas pronto, te puedo decir pronto, ah, no, chinga su madre, yo quiero acabar. Y ya, y escuché como que algo, like, literal, pesado se cayó. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, shit. Uh-huh. Y ahí voy yo. Uh-huh. Lo primero que no tienes, es que a mí la curiosidad me gana y yo siempre quiero ver.
¿Y eres mexicana?
I know. Yo siempre quiero ver qué es, porque pues mi mente lógica quiere decir, ah, es puro, siempre va a haber una explicación, you know. So ahí voy, y estaba, lo que estaba tirado era una caja, and then all of a sudden que se cae otra enfrente de mí. I was like, yeah, no, ya me voy. Le voy a decir como que no alcancé a acabar y me quiero ir para mi lonche. I was like, hey, you know. Le llamé, no me acuerdo a quién le llamé, le dije, hey, aquí asustan, what the fuck, like, ¿me pueden ayudar? Or what the fuck, you know? Y ya desde ahí, I'm like, no me gusta estar, pero nada más pasa en un lado del warehouse. Mm. Porque en el otro lado del warehouse donde estoy, estaba poniendo inventario, agarrando cosas de atrás, ahí está solo. And like, ahí, yo he estado sola ahí varias veces. Uh-huh. Pero no me pasó nada. Pero en el otro lado, yeah, I'm like, fuck that, ya no. Uh-huh. Ya no voy para el otro lado. Pero yeah, eso sí. I don't want to do that anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lo bueno es que yo no trabajo ahí, so ya.
Yeah. Let me see. Have I had any experiences yet? I don't know. Not that I've known. No. I remember, Hector, which is Crystal's brother.
Oh, the one que pasó en la casa cuando me quedé con ustedes.
Which one?
Cuando nos pusimos bien pedos con Hector.
What do you mean?
Lo que pasó en su casa.
What? Yeah,
en Apple Valley.
What?
¿No se acuerdan?
I forgot.
No.
Cuando nos me quedé yo por primera vez, like, con ustedes.
La Peng?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Que me fui a quedar con ustedes un fin de semana y nos pusimos bien fucking pedos, yo y Hector, que me andaba muriendo y con ustedes. Pinche plástico no me dejaba dormir. No, te digo que cuando tomo, todos los aromas me dan ganas de vomitar, por eso. Y esa noche estaba estrenando este colchón plástico y no. Empecé a volver y dije, no, déjame, voy a quedar en la pinche sala ahí en el sofá, me quedo porque no me quería pura vomitar ahí. Pero, yeah, so, eran, 2 de la mañana?
Yeah.
3 de la mañana que te había texteado. Dije, hey, sálvame porque no me deja ir a dormir tu hermano Cristal. And yo me acuerdo que se escuchó y pues donde viven ustedes es puro pinche terreno.
Yeah.
Y es like terreno lo. Mm-hmm. And y está bien oscuro.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So esa vez yo dije, a lo mejor estoy peda y escuché algo.
Mm-hmm.
Y y fue cuando escuchamos el así como que
como si algo se cayó.
Yeah.
Pero
tembló toda la casa.
Ajá, yeah.
Ajá.
Pero no había nada. Anuncios ni nada de que tembló ni nada.
Ajá.
Y I was like, hey, whatever, yo me voy a dormir.
Yeah, because it was funny because Hector knocked on our door. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, are you guys okay?
Mm-hmm.
And me and Crystal were like, what do you mean, you know? Because we woke up too, because we heard mm-hmm. it too. And he thought that something had happened in our room. Like yeah. Something fell.
Yeah.
And he was like, are you guys okay? But no, it sounded like something fell that was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And it woke almost everyone up.
Yeah, hasta Odin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Odin, tu perro,
mm-hmm.
empezó a ladrar. Mm-hmm. O como que a... to growl mm-hmm. at the outside. Yeah, at the back door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and we had to let him out to go do his little investigation.
Mm-hmm. Manden al perro.
Yeah.
Ya se llora, ya es que ya.
Que sí es verdad.
Yeah, sí es verdad. Y por eso a mí, cuando iba, cada vez que iba allá con ustedes, I'm like, fuck. Bien solo y acá no, acá salen cosas raras.
Well, yeah, like Hector was telling me one time, I think it was when I stayed over and Rodrigo and your parents went over.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that day. He said that Hector and Rodrigo stayed outside talking and that Malo started barking.
Mm-hmm.
But Malo was in his kennel in the garage and then he started barking and barking and barking and Hector was like, oh, he probably has to go to the bathroom. So as soon as he let him out of the kennel, he like ran to the garage door to open it. And obviously Hector was like, oh crap, he really does have to go pee. So he opened that, he opened the hallway door and then he opened the sliding door. But Malo took off sprinting, like hauling ass to the end of the fence. But he was running up and down, like barking
mm-hmm.
up and down, up and down, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Like if he can see something
mm-hmm.
that obviously they couldn't. But he was barking like estaba desesperado.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was trying to get to the other side.
Yeah.
And so Hector was like, well, I don't see nothing,
mm-hmm.
you know. So he said that he took out his flashlight. He went to his truck in front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
He went back inside. Then he went outside to the backyard and he took his flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't see nothing. I don't see nothing. And then metió a Malo patras al crate.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said que otra vez Malo empezó a ladrar.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like estaba desesperado.
Mm-hmm.
So lo soltó, lo dejó ir para atrás.
Mm-hmm.
And he started doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
No más que, like, okay, the backyard is big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an acre.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was running to the end of the fence, on each end of the fence,
mm-hmm.
It was like he was chasing something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Hector said that se esperó allí, se esperó, and then he saw that Malo, you know how that's the stance that dogs do when they're pointing and they're hunting and their yeah. hackles are up?
Yeah.
he stayed pointing to a direction.
Uh-huh.
So Hector pointed the flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he seen a light just pass by.
The fuck?
He thought that they were headlights from a car.
Uh-huh.
Because of how bright it was.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, malo, es nomás un carro.
Mm-hmm.
So se esperó hasta que se fuera el, supuestamente el carro.
Mm-hmm.
And when it turned, there was no car.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he said that the, like, he felt a sensation of, like, fear.
Mm-hmm.
Like, his whole body got cold. The hairs in the back of his skin freaking popped up and all that stuff.
Because
mm-hmm. he said, how am I seeing headlights?
Yeah.
But there's no car.
Yeah.
So he was like, it's probably aliens.
Well, I mean, ¿dónde están ustedes? Mm-hmm. Está, well, ¿estabas tú?
Mm-hmm.
¿Y estás tú? I mean, it's very isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have thought Wendigo.
Oh, maybe. Well,
or what's the other one?
No.
The other one. ¿Cómo se llama?
In
SKINWALKER.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know how do you say that in Spanish.
No lo digas.
Pinche brujo.
I gotta knock on wood, you know. I don't claim negative energy, yeah, like Andrea said.
Like Andrea. Your friend said.
She was like, hold up. I don't claim any of this negative energy.
She should have claimed it in the beginning. But yeah, just over there, it's just been creepy.
Yeah, I think we've had more like alien experiences over there. Like that one time we saw like the little orb thing going around.
Mm-hmm.
It literally went around the house. Like
just your house?
No, it was like around the whole like neighborhood thing.
And it wasn't like an airplane or a helicopter?
No, because then a helicopter started chasing it.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck? Yeah. See, I told you, it's always in lugares donde está bien isolated.
Yeah.
Porque aquí lo único raro que he visto yo son los... Las tres luces que estaban aquí or whatever hace...
Oh, like, yeah.
Que fue hace que... ¿3 semanas? ¿3 semanas ago?
Ajá. Uh-huh.
Pero que eran los planetas que estaban, que uh-huh. se estaban juntando, mirando. So
yeah.
Pero de que yo me acuerdo, esa fue la única vez que... Uh-huh. Por eso digo que a mí no me sorprende que pasaba allá porque ya está más
secluded.
Grande y está todo más lejos.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Puro desierto allá.
Yeah. But yeah, that was I would say, yeah, besides the helicopter chasing that whatever it was, I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure it was an alien.
Yeah.
But that was the last time I had something scary or disturbing.
Yeah, me too.
I would say, I remember one time, there was this one time when, so sometimes at the beginning when we were living over there, mm-hmm. I would sleep with the window slightly open
mm-hmm.
because I was like, at that time it was hot.
Yeah.
And I was all like, I don't want the fan to be circulating hot air, so I'll open up the window for the night.
Yeah.
And, I remember sleeping, but you know the sensation that you get where you just wake up out of nowhere?
Yeah.
Like something is staring at you, so you wake up?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I felt.
Okay.
So I woke up, and I was like, but I looked around. Like, my senses were very heightened.
Yeah.
To where I was like, I'm scared, you know?
Y luego tú que tienes un don.
Mm-hmm.
So...
so yeah, for me being scared, it doesn't take, like, it takes a lot for me to get scared.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that I felt actual fear,
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. Something's happening.
Yeah.
And so I remember just staying quiet. And she was knocked out. But I remember staying quiet. And you can hear, I heard, like, footsteps outside of our room.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
That, you know, the, but it's weird.
But, yeah, because your guys' hallway is carpet.
No. Outside.
What do you mean outside?
Like
outside
window?
Your window. Yes. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
window. Oh, I was like, what the fuck?
But what was weird is I don't understand how I would hear footsteps if mm-hmm. it's dirt.
Yeah.
So, whatever it was at that time, it sounded like heavy. It was heavy footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
It was heavy footsteps, but it was like it knew that I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
So I had an overwhelming sensation of fear.
Yeah.
That I started to sweat a lot and I had to wake her up. And I told her, like, I'm scared. I don't feel, like, safe, mm-hmm. you know? So I just closed the window.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, well, I mean, I can't sleep now. But, yeah, like, I haven't felt that type of fear
mm-hmm.
in a while. The last time I've ever felt like that was when I was younger. But having the sensation of that fear, like, dawn on me,
mm-hmm.
it was, like, it just brought back, like, a lot of trauma.
Yeah.
From my past where I was, like, I don't want to feel like this ever again.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was scary. Besides the little girl that I saw, but, you know.
What the fuck? You saw a little girl? Oh, yeah. You were telling me. Yeah. ¿De dónde salió la niñita?
Para la chinga.
Se metió a asustarlos.
I know. Because I think I se estaba durmiendo.
So, en esta casa donde vivían,
mm-hmm.
hay dos niñas.
Mm-hmm.
Chiquitas.
Gemelas. Mm-hmm.
So, ¿de dónde salió la tercera?
I don't know. Yo creo que me levanté a ir al baño.
¿A qué eras?
I don't remember. I think it was like 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But esta Marie estaba en la sala.
Mm-hmm.
And cuando, de donde está mi cuarto, si cuando tienes que ir al baño, está down the hallway,
uh-huh.
on the opposite side.
El pasillo, yeah.
Ajá. Uh-huh. Y en el otro lado están el cuarto de las gemelas, and then on the opposite side is my brother and sister-in-law's room.
Uh-huh.
So, I remember going to the bathroom.
Wait. You saw that little girl in the house?
Yeah. At the beginning. When we first moved there.
What?
Yes.
¿Y no te dijo?
No.
Yeah. No, yeah, I did. You just don't remember.
You blocked it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go.
Lo bloqueaste de tu memoria.
Yeah.
Que no te acordaras.
And lo que vi es que se miró como si una niña, yo pensé que era de unas de las gemelas, corrió para el cuarto de sus papás, pues.
Uh-huh.
And so cuando salí del baño, fui afuera a decirle a Marie, like, oh, hey, unas de las gemelas, yo creo que se despertaron y se fueron a dormir en tu cuarto. Y nada más me dice, pues aquí están. And I looked down and they were knocked out on the couch.
Con su mamá.
Yeah.
Y la niñita estaba en el otro lado de la casa.
Yeah.
Ah, chingado.
Yeah. And then that same night, Marie made me sage the house. She's like, I'm not going to sleep till you sage the house.
I remember. And that's around the time that she kept hearing the boys' room closet open and close.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, entonces, esa niñita ya llevaba rato ahí.
Yo creo.
Espantando ahí.
Yo mm-hmm. creo. I mean, once I blessed it,
ya que,
everything stopped.
Ya que hiciste la, ¿cómo se dice? La limpia.
Yeah,
la limpia. Hiciste la limpia.
Mm-hmm.
En la casa ya no regresó.
Damn. Oh, yeah. It's scary.
Yeah.
A ver.
Lo bueno es que... Ojalá que no nos pase nada más. Oh, that's so funny, no.
Apenas me acordé de... ¿Te acuerdas un día que estaba sola en la casa con Oren? Uh-huh. Y nosotros nos fuimos a un juego de béisbol de uno de los niños. Uh-huh. Y que me llamaste diciendo que a lo mejor alguien se había metido porque estabas escuchando ruidos. Y Oren estaba ladrando y ladrando.
I think I blocked that. What?
Yeah. Y... Así que yo, preocupada, me vine del parque y pues chequeé la casa y no había nada.
Uh-huh. ¿Y que, Wendy había escuchado algo?
Sí.
Ok.
Así que nos fuimos para atrás a nuestro cuarto. Uh-huh. Y de repente se escuchó algo. Uh-huh. Y Oren empezó a ladrar. Uh-huh. And we're like, what the hell? Uh-huh. There was no one.
Yeah.
Pero para que se imaginen, Oren es un perro bien grande.
Uh-huh. Es un Italian Mastiff. Ajá. Cane corso.
Yeah, uh-huh. so sus barks son bien fuertes. Uh-huh. So también cuando se pone a ladrar sin avisar, supuestamente, uh-huh, pues también
se asusta. Yeah.
Yeah. What you say?
Yeah, así que empezó a ladrar otra vez. Y pues no sabíamos a quién le estaba ladrando porque no había nada.
Yeah.
No había nada en la casa. Así que otra vez escuchó ruidos, pero era en el cuarto de las gemelas.
So también era en el uh-huh. Y se fue, entonces fue la misma niñita.
A lo mejor.
What the hell?
Yeah, porque quería investigar cada cuarto. ¿El Oren?
¿Qué? Oh, I was like, ¿tú querías investigar no, cada cuarto? Oren. ¿Desde cuándo tú?
No. Yo me voy para el otro lado. Ay, ya, yeah, no se pudo relajar.
¿Relajar? Ya. Yeah.
Yes. Hasta cuando...
Chequeara todos los cuartos.
Ajá.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I'm sorry, my Spanish is semi-good.
It's okay, we're trying.
Yeah. But yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. A ver.
Yo pensando que nos habíamos movido en una casa donde...
Well, I mean, de donde vivíamos antes es mejor.
Yeah.
Porque en la otra casa sí es así. Eso estaba de otro mundo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember I was getting ready for work and watching TV. Mm-hmm. And they turned off the lights to the restroom. Mm-hmm. The hallway restroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, thank you. Because I was already done.
Yeah.
Using the restroom, so they just turned them off, but I didn't get scared.
Wait, where?
At the house in Golden West.
Oh. Oh, well, that's one of the tame shit que ha pasado.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, tú agarraste lo nada espantoso.
Well, I mean, remember when her legs got pulled?
What?
No, they didn't get pulled. They got touched.
Oh, yeah, and then I felt it after.
Le jalaron las patas.
It was scary.
Well, I mean, yeah.
I kid you not. It was a touch where you could feel it.
It was like a grab.
It was, okay, it was like this. It went up, it went down, okay. And then
no me touches.
It stopped.
Wendy, mírala.
And then it went up again.
Yeah. What the fuck?
So... I wasn't making it up.
Yeah.
Like, you could feel it.
Yeah. But like on your leg, on like tu pierna or tu pie?
Mi pie. What like right fuck? Here.
Yeah.
So I was like, what the fuck?
what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Damn, dude. I mean, eso fue lo más tame que te pasó a ti, ¿no?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
En esa casa, sí.
Yeah.
En esa casa, sí.
Well, her house, yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, me dijeron de tu casa, de donde vivías antes también, mm-hmm. tú.
Mm-hmm.
No. Al menos a ti no se te salió el... ¿Cómo salió el chamuco?
Ay, no, no.
Acá no. Con Wendy se quedaba en mi cuarto y, ay, güey.
No estuviera aquí.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, then.
Thank guys, you guys for listening.
And thanks to the new listeners.
Oh, yes.
A los, Wendy's friend.
Our friends.
Friends.
Carol. Andrea.
Carolina.
Carolina.
Y Andrea.
Obviously, our return listeners.
The return listeners,
Daisy,
yes.
Daisy. Mitio Jera.
Mitio Jera listens to this?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
And then, nuestros nuevos, ¿cómo se dice? ¿Seguidores?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hola. ¿Cómo están?
Okay, Dora.
No. It was someone else. Pero yeah, para los nuevos seguidores, hola. ¿Cómo están? Vamos a tratar de hacerlo...
En inglés y en español.
En inglés y en español, so a little bit of Spanglish. Y para ahí, para nuestros new friends, well, my friend, oh. El de los deportes,
yeah.
Majestic. So, si quieren ver la liga de aquí de Estados Unidos narrado en español, vayan a verlo en Twitch, Majestic24. Que es MAAJESTIIC 24. So, si quieren saber todo de los deportes femenil o más fútbol femenil y quieren ver las jugadoras mexicanas en la liga de aquí, vayan a verlos ahí en Twitch.
Yeah.
Ahí están todos los americanistas. Just kidding. But yeah, gracias por escucharnos a este yes. nuevo episodio.
If you would like to share your story,
si nos quieres contar tu historia o nos quieres decir tu historia de lo que de los chamucos, chaneques, quién sabe qué más haya allá.
Yeah,
mándanos un mensaje y díganos la historia y nosotros la podemos contar aquí.
Yeah, just reach out to us and we'll tell your story.
Yeah.
But the next episode, we're going to be focusing on...
the World Cup predictions.
Yes.
We're 100 days away from the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Faltan 100 días
mm-hmm.
para la siguiente Copa Mundial Femenil.
Mm-hmm.
So, yo más o menos tengo mis predicciones. Ellas tienen sus predicciones.
Mm-hmm.
Y para el otro episodio vamos a hablar de eso.
Yes.
So, pon tu bracket lista y me tienes que decir por qué.
Okay.
Okay, pues, gracias por otro episodio.
Yes.
Y nos vemos para la otra.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll you catch guys. You on the next one.
Late.
But what the hell was that?
Bye.
Bye.